Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So what are you hearing there, Big Fan?
Broken John. I can quote it. Dunsky is what I got.
Christian Fourie is a bully.
Dale and I have long conversations. That's it. Done.
He's a clown. What do I care what he says?
Dale Arnold.
Are you going to reveal your sources?
Rich Key.
Kyrie Irving has given every indication to the Brooklyn Nets that that is where he wants to go.
Go for the likes and clicks.
Damn it, everybody knows I'm a bottom feeder.
Dale and Keith.
I have 1,087 respondents.
Oh, what are we, you know, the measuring
stick
here?
That's what I'm doing right now, just for you, Ross.
That's embarrassing.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Jermaine Wiggins is in the house. It's Wednesdays with Wiggy. One quick update from practice as we get back to the calls with you guys. They're working on the power play, as you can imagine. It's full practice today. The first power play unit is Krug, Bergeron, Pastrnak, Marchand, and DeBrusque. I think that's an indication that if they did go with 11 forwards.
Oh, I didn't say he would.
No, no, no.
I said he should.
Yeah, and
there's a big difference.
And he won't be.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting note. The second power play unit for the Bruins today is McAvoy, Krejci, Coyle, Johansson, and Grzelcyk.
Ooh. Oh, I like that. I like that very much. You'd be a nice little
boost. Those are my reports.
It does. I think Wiggy's, the chances of Wiggy's report being right versus Fourier is much better.
I don't know. So far, I mean, Chara's not even
wrong.
At practice today.
No, that's
so.
True. Good point.
Yeah, I think Fourier's report.
Dunsky. I'm sorry, Dunsky?
He used Dunzo.
Dunsky? I said he's Dunzo for the rest. And then, but that's just my Dunsky. Failing. I just.
You're just. That's just your best guess. Taking Fourier's report from yesterday, which was sort of tweaked online, and now apparently he's going to have a bombshell at 2 o'clock. We're going to find out what that is, but you're saying. With everything you know,
right? It's just gonna be different. I know that there's, you know, there've been a few. We know what's the guy's name? The one guy who came back that you said
Oral Duncan Hyman.
No, not Oral Duncan Hyman. The other guy,
Derek Stepan.
Derek Stepan
came back in the playoffs.
Missed a game.
Back. We know that it's
scored two goals. Potted two.
We know that's been done. We know Peyton Manning played with a broken jaw, right?
Yeah,
so it could.
How
be
did he
done.
Say? Omaha. Omaha.
He did it. It was all silent count. All silent count that game.
It could be done, and not saying that Chara is not tough enough where he couldn't come back from it. I'm just saying when you look at what Chara's been, if you got Grzelcyk and Grzelcyk goes out there and he goes out there and plays game five and has no issues, you don't need Chara.
I agree that you can win. I think you always overstate it, but I agree that if Chara's out, doesn't mean you can't win
so
the
then
series.
I'm not
you
overstating.
Should still win the series.
Then I'm not.
No, but he helps
you.
No, but he makes it. He makes it more difficult.
Yes or no answer. Listen, do you agree with me or not? You made me.
I don't agree with you. No, there are shades of gray here.
There's not shades of gray.
They're
I
not
answered Dale's question.
They're not better without him, but they can win without him.
I didn't ask you that. I said, can they win without Chara? There you go. So they don't need him.
Right.
Okay.
If you want to put it that way, you're right.
If you're trying so
right,
hard.
Fine.
But
you're right.
It's true. I mean, quit
you're
trying right. to, like, you know.
No, but you could say that about every player not named Tuukka or Bergeron. Once you start taking a bunch of guys off, that's a different story. But if you take their whole roster and they're going up against St. Louis and you took one guy off of the team,
they
could win without that one guy. They're deeper than the Blues.
You could make an argument that with the way Halak's played this year, you could win if Halak had to play.
Maybe.
I mean,
maybe.
I don't love your chances, but my point is.
That's how good
they've
been.
He hasn't been bad
this
year.
No, he's been pretty good.
So they could win. So they could. See, I don't know if you could do that. I don't know if they could. You could take Pasta off and they could win.
Yes, Pasta, I think they could.
I don't think you could
take Marchand
off and they could win.
That one's close because he hasn't been great. I mean, I just think, I think Bergeron and Tuukka are the two most important guys.
I don't think it's
then after that, it might even be McAvoy.
I don't think it's about being great, but you look at their where have they got a lot of their production from. It's been on the power play. And you look, you know, Pasek go on the power play.
Yep.
So I don't think it's necessarily about that. When you look at it, I think there's definitely you're more likely to win without this guy. You're more likely to win.
Well, of course. I mean, you take the 25 guys or whatever and rank them. Like, who's the most important? Who's the least important? But I just have Char more in the middle. You have him towards on the bottom. I understand. Bottom. I understand where you have him.
All right, let's get back to the calls with you guys. Joe's in West Springfield. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
You guys made some great points today, but
agreed.
I guess I'm more comfortable with them not playing Char for the reason that I think Grizzlick is going to give the speed, which I think they need against the Blues because the Blues are an undisciplined team, and putting speed into the mix, I think, is going to draw a lot more penalties than what Chara would do. Actually, I think Chara almost gets penalized a little more from flipping the puck out. I think the main focus, and especially the way Tuukka's been playing, I think it gives you a little more leeway. I think the magic number may move to 4. I think the Bruins need to score maybe 4 goals instead of maybe 3.
They're 11-0 in this playoff year when they've scored 4 or more.
Right. And I think the focus maybe just have to turn to, and that's kind of been the issue except for the 7-2 win, is the top two lines just have to start get going. I think if they can get going, then we won't really be focused too much more on the defensive side. Like, I just don't, he may be there for the moral support.
Not 4, it's 3. 3 goals or more is when they're undefeated. But go ahead.
And then I think being home, I think, kind of helps the Bruins players out as far as maybe not needing Char to kind of keep them in the game or pump them up. I think the having the home crowd behind them might kind of take that place.
Well, I mean, the home crowd is certainly part of it. A bigger part of it is, you know, home ice, you get last change. You get to try to manufacture the matchups that you want. Look, it's the advantage that Craig Berube had in St. Louis. It's the advantage Bruce Cassidy has here.
I think it's a slight advantage, though, because they lost to Toronto at home. They lost to Columbus at home. They've already lost to St. Louis at home. So I don't think it's this huge thing. It's not like...
And they've won on the road.
They have. Both teams. And St. Louis even is a better team on the road or whatever. It's real close. Right, so it's not much
I'd agree with you on that one. And home
St.
Ice.
Louis, with the win the other night, got to .500 at home.
Which is crazy.
They're 6-6.
I agree with you that home ice advantage, it means just a little bit because of the in-game strategy. But I also think the other thing that's kind of overstated is, like, Chara needs to be out there because he brings this emotional lift to the team. I think that's overstated in all of sports. Right? These guys are professionals. These are grown men, and this is what they do for a living. They make millions and millions of dollars. They don't need to look to a guy who's sitting next to them and go, wow, he's here. I need to play better.
Because they clearly didn't. Right. They saw Chara in game 4 on the bench in the third period. It didn't exactly inspire
a whole
lot.
To me, that's so overstated in sports, and I think, you know, people try to use that. That means nothing. I think when you look at it, if he gives them, like, you know, a little speech before the game, hey, maybe that riles them up a little. But even that, it's like, this is what you get paid to do.
Mm-hmm.
Go out there and play hockey. Go out there and do what it is we pay you millions of dollars to do.
What was the score when he got hurt the other night?
Weren't they down? Was it 2-2
or 2-1? It was
1-1. 1-1?
So he didn't play the last 36-plus minutes of the game.
Right.
They were tied when he went out. They ended up losing by a goal with an empty net. I understand that.
Right.
Do you think that if he had played the entire game, your chances of winning would have been greater?
No, because they tied the game up 2-2, and it was 2-2 going into, was it the third period?
Right,
it was 2-2?
You gave up the winning goal in the third and the empty net.
Right,
obviously.
But I don't count the empty net one.
I understand.
St. Louis played better. They played better in that third period.
The
whole game, I thought they were better.
But in the third period, the Bruins had opportunities to go ahead 3-2, so it had nothing to do with that. At that point, when you looked at it, going into the third period, you said, this is the Bruins game. They could win
this
game.
Yeah, they were right there, that's for sure.
And the St. Louis was saying the same thing, and St. Louis was able to capitalize on a rebound that maybe, you know, maybe it's a rebound if you're Tuukka, you play it a little bit different, and Charlie McAvoy has to do a better job on a back check and making sure that who ended up scoring the last goal? What was it?
O'Reilly.
O'Reilly scored that last
goal? He had the game winner.
The game winner where he knocks it out of the air, so maybe you do a better job of getting a body on him, getting on his stick.
Fred's in New Hampshire. Hey, Fred.
Dale, Keith, Wiggy, afternoon.
Hey, Fred.
What up? Hey, on your best day in your 20s, Wiggy, Chara is in better shape today than you were then.
Yeah, Fresh. I agree with that. Well, I mean, what's
I don't think that's the debate.
Yeah, I mean, we're not debating. Yeah.
You were saying he's out of shape. He's not going to be in shape.
I didn't say it. I said that he's not going to have the same type of conditioning that he's had because his jaw is going to be wired shut. Go out, and that's why I gave anybody the challenge. I said, go out there and run with a towel around your face and nose and see how you breathe versus running without a towel around your nose. You just, it's harder to do. And that's what it's going to be like for Chara.
All right. We're not dealing with Phil Kessel here, okay? We're talking medical expertise.
All right. What happened?
I don't know. I didn't do anything.
Dale dropped you. I'm sorry.
I think he died off there.
Oh, all right.
He was taking on Wiggy. You think I was going
to
drop him?
Wanted to see what the medical expert. It was going in that direction.
He was rolling.
I think he was going to say I was a medical expert.
I don't know what happened with his phone, but it certainly was not on our.
Yeah, he's not Phil Kessel.
Yeah, and like I told you,
1-2 cup
hockey as
one cup
as somebody who's. We've talked about this before as an MVP of his beer league hockey.
Yeah, right.
Know how difficult the shifts are in hockey. It's a different type of conditioning. And
wait a minute. By the way, sorry. I just got hung up on that. The he's not Phil Kessel line. So let's go back to since 2011, Phil Kessel games played 82, 82, 48, which is all they played that year because of the lockout.
Right.
82, 82, 82, 82, 82, 82.
Right.
Well, are you kidding me? He picked like Cal Ripken. Well, he picked the Iron Man to compare him to.
His point was more that, you know, Phil Kessel had kind of a Pillsbury Doughboy kind of physique.
Right. But he's one of the fastest guys in the league, and he doesn't miss a game. What kind of cheap shot is that at Kessel?
I think what he was meaning is that because Chara's, 40 years old, he's been playing a long time.
And he
time.
Does a lot of pull-ups and climb a rope. But Phil Kessel, how many guys in the Bruins played 82 games this year? None.
But there are guys that, you know, you think that
Krejci might have.
You think Chara?
No, he didn't. Didn't he not play the last game?
You think Chara is in better shape than Pasta or any other of those players?
Yes.
No, they're all in great shape.
No, Chara is in better shape than anybody.
Better shape.
Yeah, but they're all in great hockey shape.
You're right. I'm just saying he takes physical conditioning to another level.
Yeah, he takes it to another level. But I'm saying to play at that level, you have to be in great shape.
Sure.
You know, and they're all in great shape. He's just on another level like we see Brady.
I agree with you that if he does play, whether it's tomorrow night or game six, if he does play, he won't be the same as before he broke his jaw.
Right.
He'll still be able to perform.
Right.
They wouldn't put him out there if he couldn't.
He would be able to perform, but one thing that he relies on more than anything is his conditioning. And that's the thing that's going to be affected more than anything. Like if he's got a hurt leg, his conditioning is not affected. If he's got a lower body injury or if he's got a bum shoulder, his conditioning's not affected. But when you're talking about a broken jaw, just like Patrice Bergeron last year, he played with a punctured lung.
2013,
With a punctured lung and a broken rib. That affects his conditioning.
But he also, so he's used to playing 22 minutes a night in the playoffs. What if he plays 15? Doesn't that, the conditioning's not as good. But now we're not asking you to play as much.
Yeah,
Couldn't that balance out?
Yeah, you could probably play less minutes.
That's what I'm saying, because I think guys like Clifton and Moore and whoever else is like on that third pairing, and they're not playing all the shorthanded time, they're not playing on the power play, those guys end up always playing less than 20. It's the top guys like Carlo and McAvoy.
And then you have to realize, because I forget one of you brought it up, the Blues, they're going to be targeting. I mean, and granted, it's a tall task to get up there and get up in Chara's grill, but you don't think that coach is like, hey, any chance you get, run him and run him up high. So maybe we can knock him out of the game if he's still playing out there. Make it difficult on him. So that's another thing that you have to
And if they do, it'll be, at that point, incumbent upon the officials to call the hits to the head, which they called a Bruins player for, Connor Clifton, in game four, and it was a ridiculous call.
But if you can take a two-minute minor and knock Chara out of the game, isn't that worth it?
If you can knock him out of the game, it is worth it from the St. Louis
guys. That's
why you would do it. You know, he's got a broken jaw. It's going to be painful. Go after him.
David's in Revere. Hey, David.
Hey, Wiggy.
What's up?
Wiggy, you're 100% right. Don't back down in this. This guy at 100% wasn't that great. And he's probably very comparable to Dallas Smith at the end of his career.
So if he was 100%, David, you'd rather have Steven Kampfer playing than him?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I would suggest that's a little too much.
Why is it a little much?
Because what is Stephen Kampfer?
But what has Chara given you? And please,
a lot more than Stephen Kampfer.
A big fella. He's killing off penalties for Kampfer, you. Kampfer's, big presence.
Kampfer's got a goal in this playoff series.
Okay.
Chara got one?
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah.
He did have a good play the other night where he pinched. He did have a good play the other night. I give him that. But when you look at it, I'm talking about the way, and I wanted to call as it brought it
I'll
up.
I'll beat Dale to it. He's a plus 12 in the playoffs. And what do you think of that?
And
he's going to steamroll through that?
What's that?
He's a plus 12.
Who?
Leads the NHL. Stephen Kampfer.
Oh.
No, Chara.
Oh, in the whole postseason.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah, the whole
playoff. Well, that count. They all played the whole postseason.
That's because you take it. Consideration.
Yeah, how do you spin that? I'm curious.
It's very simple. He plays more than 24 minutes a night if you're on
he
the ice.
He plays 22.
Yeah, well, he played 24.
He plays 21:56 if we're being, you know, exact.
He played 24 in game three. So,
okay, so this is, again, this takes into account more than game three. This is the 20 games that he has played.
He plays
a
lot of
plus 12. And I agree, it's not to be all end all.
Seven games in Toronto. Seven games in Toronto.
The whole team did.
You play a lot of minutes.
Wiggy, one more thing, Wiggy.
This guy's still here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still here. Hang on. Listen to you guys.
Go ahead.
He's on the payroll now.
Let David go. He's got some great points. Go ahead, David.
Wiggy, he will be back. He'll be back for game five. He'll be the one waving the flag up in the stands.
He'll be the banner captain. I like that. That'll be good. And the other thing is this.
David, we have a show meeting Friday after the show.
Just after.
Make sure he
can be here at 2:30.
That'd be great.
And, you know, a good way to add to your plus minus is when you're a guy like Chara, he's generally usually on the ice at the end. They scored a lot of empty net goals.
Well, then how come
postseason?
His is better than everybody else's?
Well, he's on the ice.
Somebody has to be on the ice. They always have five guys, it seems like. Sometimes like four, but they usually have five guys out there.
But that's not the end-all, be-all.
I know. I just said that. My point is, his is, throughout the entire playoffs, is the best on the team.
I watch the
game. By a fair margin.
Wiggy, if you watch the game, you can't possibly say that Stephen Kampfer would be better than Zdeno Chara.
I said that. You're not missing anything, whether it's Kampfer, Chara, it's a flip of the coin.
But a plus 12 for a defenseman, I feel like, is noteworthy.
Clearly, you don't watch the game.
I usually don't.
Wiggy, you just said.
You're a sad
Stephen Kampfer would be better playing than Zdeno Chara.
My opinion.
And then I said why, and you said because he has a goal.
Base it on what?
No, I base it on he's quicker. He's been able to, when I've seen him play, he gets the puck out of the zone. He can carry the puck out of the zone. He doesn't get knocked off.
He doesn't carry the puck out of the zone at all.
He doesn't get knocked off the puck.
Kampfer? That's not what he does.
I said better than Chara. He doesn't get knocked off the puck as much as Chara. Chara is good for the flip out of the zone. You guys are all about stats, right?
I love stats.
You love stats.
Yeah, I love them. I'm a slave to stats.
Of the day.
Thanks, Tom.
Vorp is very important to me.
Actually look at the game.
Value over replacement player.
I got a stat for you right here.
Good. This is right up my alley. You're speaking my language.
This is right up your alley.
What do you have?
And I like to go beyond stats, but see, you're not a stat
guy.
No.
Keep it at the stat level, please.
72% versus 28%.
I'm listening.
All right?
72%.
Yes. That's a pretty good number, right?
72% would be the majority here.
Right, there would be the majority. So a majority of the Dale and Keith listeners would love to have Wiggy on for four hours.
So you're punting on the Kampfer thing right now. What's happening now is you have completely abandoned the Kampfer argument. And you're talking about
my Kampfer argument. Yeah. I gave you that. I said, listen, I watched Chara enough in this postseason.
How much Kampfer have you seen?
I saw a little bit. What, two games?
Two games? He's playing 13 minutes a night.
That's when you hurt yourself.
Why?
Because you take your, you're so desperate to be right.
I'm not desperate.
You take your argument to such a ridiculous degree.
You take your blind love for Chara.
Okay, but when you say Stephen Kampfer would be better than Zdeno Chara.
On the third line.
I don't care where. On the ice.
Right.
That hurts.
You kill yourself with your credibility when you say that. Stephen Kampfer's parents don't think he's better than Zdeno Chara.
And they're nice people, they don't
think
that.
See, that's blind love for Chara.
No, I mean, if you gave me Oral Duncan Hyman, I'd say maybe. But Kampfer, no. I think you would actually have a much better case if you said, if you said the way Grizzlick has played this season and then the postseason prior to getting hurt, if
and
you
I said
Grizzlick and McAvoy, and then Krug and Carlo, and then if you said Chara, use him. So they use Krug a lot on the power play, obviously.
Right.
Use Chara like that in reverse.
On the penalty kill.
He's now on the penalty kill, and he's playing less time.
If that was your only argument, I think you'd have a ton of people on your side. But to say that you're better without him, I don't get
that. It's not Camphor.
Dunsky.
It's not Camphor. Well,
you might get your way.
It would be John Moore in this situation.
When we had the argument,
and Dale,
if John Moore is on the ice all he's
right.
So if Chara doesn't play, it's Camphor who's going in.
No, but you asked me. Who would I move up? And I told you Grizzlick would be the guy.
Yeah, and that's fine.
So you keep talking about the first defense pair as if that matters.
But just look at that as minutes. Who gets the most minutes? Just look at that.
I look at it like this. Whether it's Camphor or whether it's Chara for 14 minutes or 13 minutes on the ice.
Or Zboril.
Or Earl Duncan-Hyman, right? Because that's the minutes that your third pairing defenseman's going to play, right?
Connor Clifton's played 16 games and he's averaging just under 14 minutes. Okay. So that's what you're looking at. Grizzlick was only averaging 16.
So
now part of that was because, one of those games he left early, but still he wasn't averaging 20 minutes.
So you're talking about 14 minutes on the ice, right? So I would rather a 14 minutes from Moore, Clifton, or Camphor before Chara.
I got it.
Because
he's a plus 12, though, and we still haven't been able to figure out how.
You keep saying the plus 12. Because he plays more minutes. If he played 14 minutes, you still think he'd be a plus 12?
If you play more minutes, you got more chance to get minuses, don't you?
Yeah, that's true.
How come that doesn't happen? If you're the slowest guy in the league. Carlo and McAvoy both average more minutes, but their plus minus isn't as good.
Right, but if he played 14 minutes, if he was a third pair in defense, and he played 14 minutes, you still think he'd be a plus 12?
Yeah, but
how do you explain
the Carlo McAvoy part? They're on the ice for more minutes.
And what's their plus minus?
Not as good. So Charles is 12, McAvoy's is 7,
okay,
Carlo's is 8.
7's not bad.
I didn't say it was half of what the other guys did.
You say this is all a product of minutes played. You and Rich hang your hat on plus minus.
You're hanging your hat on Camphor getting the puck out of the zone and scoring one goal. That's what you said about Camphor. What I hang my hat on is actual talking about what they do. Give me something more than plus minus that Chara does.
Plus minus killing penalties.
Does well on the ice.
Those are two things. Killing penalties.
Great penalty killer.
And being on the ice when they score and not on the ice when they allow goals.
No. But I'm talking about actual performance of things.
Killing penalties.
I will give you credit that he is good. He's good of cleaning guys out in front of the net.
Yeah.
But you could get that same production out of Carlo. You could get that same production out of any other player. Grizzlick, where if he was on the penalty kill. And I've said this to you before.
Well, I don't know about Grizzlick on the penalty kill.
But Chara is not the number one reason why their penalty kill is so good. They do a good job all around.
I didn't say he's number one.
We've seen it before. So to say penalty kill, and it's a little bit easier for him on the penalty kill because he doesn't have to exert much energy because he stays in that box.
He plays like two straight minutes.
You exert more energy.
He's out there the whole time. Sometimes.
You exert less energy because you stay in the box.
You never kill penalties on your team up at
you're a power play specialist.
No, I do kill penalties.
You kill penalties off?
I told you, I'm a complete player.
That's good.
A little bit easy because you stay in the box.
Yeah.
Right?
You're like a Bergeron.
You don't have to. When the puck goes in the corner, and guess what? When you're on the penalty kill, and you're one of the low defensemen, you don't have to go in the corner.
No, that's exactly what you do.
No, you don't.
You go get it.
No, when a player has the puck in the corner, you don't go after that player. You stay
in the
box.
You said when the puck goes to the corner.
But I'm saying when the player is in the corner with the puck, you don't go in there. But when you're on a 5-on-5, guess what? You have to go in there, and now you have to battle for that puck. When you're on the penalty, I'm giving you a little hockey.
I'm listening. I'm taking notes. What time's 4A on?
We'll have some good insight.
So you book him for the cross.
You book him?
You ask my question.
1/3.
You ask me the question.
I got it.
Your Honor, the prosecution rests.
I do rest on that one.
Not you, me, pal. we've got Game 5 tickets we're going to give away in just a couple of minutes.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That's after we trend.
Check the time as it's.
We have noon 30.
Noon 30.
It's noon 30.
It's going to be the Wild West at noon 30. Dale's already warmed up to noon 30.
No, I haven't.
You just said noon 30.
That's what you called it.
It's noon 30 with Dale and Keith.
All right, before we get back to the calls, let's get you some Jeremy Roenick sound. We mentioned that Jeremy Roenick played after broke his jaw. Now, he broke his jaw in February. Regular season, a lot different. Derek Stepan, we mentioned, broke his in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Right.
Missed a game, came back, scored a pair of goals in his next game back. Roenick had a little lengthier time off, but there's probably a reason for that.
Two separate occasions, one right in Madison Square Garden, Valentine's Day. This was the shot right here. Boris Muranov winds up with a slap shot that hit me right off the mouth. This catches me flush in the jaw. Broke my jaw in 23 places right there, and they carried me off, and my face blew up, you know, bigger than a pumpkin after that one. And the next one, the other one that happened in Dallas, I had hit Mike Modano the night before, so they were going to come back in retribution. They even put it in the paper. This was the second shift of the game. I got elbowed by Darrin Hatcher, who was probably 248 pounds, broke my jaw in four places. I could literally almost pull my teeth right out of my face.
Oh,
I actually played two more shifts.
You don't even look like it faces you right there.
Well, I played two more shifts on the 5-on-3 to try to score a goal just so I can, you know, throw it right back in their face, but I couldn't do it because every time I moved, I felt all my bones rubbing against each other. So I ended up having to fly back home, spitting blood into a cup, playing poker the whole way.
Hockey players.
Oh, my God.
Hockey players are different, aren't they?
Ridiculous. And it's one thing if you told me, like, you know, one of these goons played through that, you'd say, yeah, okay, like, that's sort of how they have to make a living. But not a guy like Roenick, who was, like, this all-star, this incredible
great
player.
Offensive
right.
Threat at all times.
It's so. Still, and then I love how he played two more shifts because they had the penalty and he was trying to score
to a goal.
It's like, 5-on-3, I'm not leaving the
Things
game.
Things were moving around in there.
Did he take his teeth out? And so that one's different, too. You don't know how soon he would have returned if it was the playoffs because everybody's saying it's so dumb to rush back. Both times, I think that time he was out less than a month. The slap shot to the face when he was playing with the Flyers, he was out just over a month, but he returned in both cases. But yikes.
The
but
severity
still,
of it. It's all about the severity.
Well, notice how he said the first time he broke it in 23 places.
Right.
The second time was in four places, but he said he could take his teeth out of his head and he could feel all the bones grinding together. That is disgusting. Yeah.
Hockey players are just different from you and me.
I would say so.
Just shut it down is what I would do.
Oh, I'd retire. If that happened to me, I'd be like, I'm done. I'm like, that's my last game.
Goodbye, everybody.
I wouldn't be able to talk, but I'd be like, eventually, like, months later, I have retired from
shut
hockey.
Shut it down.
Or I'm just wearing like a football helmet out
swear
there every single time.
Like a college hockey
helmet.
Yeah, why not?
Yikes.
Like, people are going to make fun of you?
The one that looks like a bee's nest? You know, like that one where there's a football player that had that with like a million like horizontal
I don't know why guys in the league don't wear it. They like to wear the half shield.
Yeah. I know, but the pucks to the mouth, like you do not defend against at
all.
Well,
he sticks. Said the one that broke his jaw in 23 places, he took a Boris Mironov slap shot square in the face.
Right.
So
it wouldn't matter if he had a half shield on or not.
No,
like even with Chara wouldn't matter. Why not wear a regular full cage?
Yeah.
I don't think it's manly enough.
I mean, if Chara plays, the rest of the series would be wearing that
thing. He's donezo.
Well, you and Fourier say he's donezo. Although Fourier may have a new, I don't know what the hell Fourier is saying.
I don't.
Camp is
at 2 o'clock, we'll find out what he says.
He had a great hit this morning. He borrowed Jonathan Jones's phone and called into Mutt and Callahan.
I don't know what he said to them. I couldn't tell.
So 2 o'clock, we'll get some new info. Yeah, pretty much that was it.
It did sound like, you know, the Charlie Brown,
Yeah. Like, all right, great stuff. Thank
Maybe
you.
Maybe just the cell service. That's all. Yeah. You know, sometimes you're in areas where the cell lines ain't that high.
Let me give you one quick football take here. Now, this is one of those things where, do you like Mike Freeman? Do you like his football takes?
Well, it depends on what he says.
Or do you like them when he says something you want to hear? He writes, and I'm quoting now, former Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski made a public appearance over the weekend.
Rossi was there.
Producer Jason Rossi was there. Said he was done with football. What I can tell you is few people, including sources on the Patriots, believe that. The belief is that once the season gets going and Gronkowski starts missing football, he will rejoin the team. It's not just a hunch, sources say. You can count on it.
I agree with that.
You think he's back?
Now, Mutt was taking the victory lap today because he was saying, A, this is Mutt talking.
Yeah.
A, I told you he was going to retire, and I was right, and Dale was wrong.
Right.
And B, he now says he's not coming back, so I'm right again. Now, it was pointed out to him, you got to kind of wait till the season ends to take the victory lap.
This hasn't happened yet. But this would be the William McGinnis playbook, which he said a long time ago.
He broke the story.
He said retire before he retired, and he said he'd be back. And obviously, he hasn't been back yet. But
he said during the season.
Yes.
Week 8, 10, somewhere in there.
And then I took it another step further, and I said he's either going to come back this year or sit out the year and do a whole year and come back next year.
See, I think it would be this year, and I wonder if the Patriots' current depth chart at tight end,
which doesn't exist,
would maybe lend.
They just cut the
maybe they're in on it. No, maybe
Severian Jenkins.
Yes, Severian Jenkins got cut, but I guess personal issues. But look at that. Look at the guys that they have that play tight end right now. Are they in on it with Gronk? Are they saying,
because Ben Watson's out the first four games.
And they're saying, you know what? And then we'll paste it together for 8 games with Matt Lacoste and Ryan Izzo. Half of that time, Ben Watson will be back. And then we'll get Gronk back. That's why they didn't draft a tight end. That's why they didn't sign a real tight end.
I like it.
So maybe they're in on it with him.
And I like. And if you look at their schedule, I mean, everything's perfect. They could end up going 8-0.
They probably will.
Yeah, they go 8-0. They get the bye, and then Gronkowski comes back, week 9?
So I wonder if they're... Rossi seems to disagree.
Yeah, seeing him in person, there's no way this year. I can't.
He thinned out so much?
That's so, all right. But, like,
get
watching
on the gas.
I could see Wiggy's point though. I'm sure Wiggy, when you eventually had to step away from the game, that you probably had the itch to keep going. You want to play.
Come back, and
Wiggy still has the itch. He plays men's league hockey.
Yeah,
every
I still
week.
Have the. It's the only thing I can't find a men's league football.
He bullied Rob Bradford around for 10 minutes just to play one-on-one hoops.
Here's the thing with Gronkowski. It doesn't matter if he lose. I mean, you got to understand this. You say he looks slender, right? But I bet you the guy.
I've seen pictures. He does look. Yeah, but he's lost some weight.
But I bet touched him.
The mass is way down.
But I bet you he's probably about 245, 250.
Yeah, he's probably.
I think he was 235. I actually had him step on my back. That's about roughly what he
235
was.
235.
Ross is the human scale. Go ahead. He'll carry around. He'll weigh.
All he has to do is put on 10 pounds. And then
How quickly can you put on 10 pounds of muscle?
I mean, but he really doesn't need it, though. That's the thing. He's such a massive man. He doesn't need...
That even at a lower weight, he's still a huge guy.
Even if he's 240 and he's 6'6", 240 playing tight end, he's probably lighter, quicker, and you want him here to catch balls, right?
Right.
You want him here to run routes. You don't need him.
Well, I heard he's the best run blocker in the world. That's what everybody said last year.
But let me give you a little insight to run blocking, right?
Sure. Yeah.
You know, I just gave you some hockey insight
about the penalty. My head's still spinning.
The penalty kill and how staying in the box. You don't need to be massive, and you don't need to be that good of a run blocker nowadays to be a good run blocker. Hmm. Look at the guys that you're blocking. The days when I played...
Oh, they're littler dudes, right?
Yeah,
you're talking about
like... When I played, it was guys like Vonnie Holiday that was 6'6", 290 pounds playing defensive end.
Right.
Or, outside linebackers like Willie McGinnis that was 6'5".
Now it's like Trey Flowers.
Yeah, now it's guys that are,
he's not that big.
It's guys that are 6'3", 245, that are good athletes that are trying to set the edge.
But so you think Gronk's coming back? This season? Or are you still sticking with next season?
No. I said that he'll either come back this year, but I guarantee you he's back by sometime next year.
You know what's funny, though, is when Gronk was asked by, I think it was Karen Gregan at the event, And he was like, well, it doesn't really matter what I say.
Yeah, you're going
to. Which is hilarious. And then, like, 2 days later, it's like, oh, he's coming back, according to Mike Freeman. So it doesn't matter what Gronk says. But
now,
Freeman is saying,
and I'm quoting here, what I can tell you is few people, including sources on the Patriots,
right, so
believe that he's done. So somebody is saying.
You're saying few think he's done, meaning most of the guys that he's talked to
within the organization.
When you see Gronk, he loves the entertainment and just being Gronk, right? He loves that presence. Where else is he getting that from? I know Mutt thinks that he's going to be some giant movie star actor.
No. He'll never be more famous than, you know, winning a Super Bowl. Like, that'll be the highlight for him. But that doesn't mean he's going to do nothing.
But what is going to replace that? Like, see, that's always
men's league hockey.
Well, see, that's always the hottest thing for me, right? Yeah, I need that element of, like, what replaces that competing, that out there?
There's an axe-throwing place, I think, in Somerville. He could do that.
See, if he does that, now I'll be like, you
that's
know
a
what
good
he's
time.
Done. If I see Gronk
if you're
trying,
a goalie
like,
in that league, it's,
well, if
no,
I
no, goalie no, no. in the axe-throwing
well,
league.
I don't know if you want to be
no,
a goalie
I don't
in
think
the
they do that.
League. Yeah, that would be pretty dangerous. But if he joins one of the axe-throwing teams out of, you
laser
know,
tag, paintball, there's a lot of stuff to do.
Now, if he joins one of those teams, I mean, now I'm like, all right, he's probably done. Because he's getting his kick
from esports franchise or something.
That's competitive, Dale.
Yeah,
that's
so
real competitive.
He's probably done. But acting, it's not going to give it because he'll be on set for like, you know, 5 minutes and then he's going to have to sit there.
You're
going to
go see Boss Level when it comes out?
I will go see that. Well, you know me, I'm already.
You're the biggest movie buff in the world. That's
biggest
right,
movie buff in
that's
the world.
That's right.
Yeah. So I see, you know, pretty much any and all movies.
Okay. One quick post practice note from the Bruins. They've got Matt Grzelcyk at a podium.
Really?
He's talking to the media.
He's playing.
Oh, yeah.
100%
playing.
He just said, quote, hopefully I get cleared to play.
Yeah, he's playing. He's 100% playing.
Well, that's what Wiggy said yesterday, although we have yet to find
but
proof
we're looking
of that.
For it.
We're still scouring the internet. It's our own station.
I gotta start writing down.
I'm wondering if it happened.
Do you know how hard it is to find that needle in a haystack?
Yeah, I was back there. It's,
he's a word tsunami, as Dale would say.
Yeah,
on that morning
it's definitely
show.
Difficult.
But he repeats himself, so just find one of the times that he said it.
He would have said it more than once.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I did say it more than once.
That's my guess, so it's probably in there.
Well, I think it's in there early. You gotta understand, the morning show's a little different, you know.
How so? What do they do?
Yeah, it's 4 hours where I only get an hour and 45 minutes. So here it's much easier.
You get 2 hours here.
No, I think it's like now, you know, I see clap back corner. I heard Christian is going to use that today.
Is he today?
I think I'm
because of all the people that have wronged him?
Yeah, so it's time for him to clap back at, you know, everybody who is kind of.
Like that blues writer?
Dispronouncing his. Is that how we say it? Is that how Mutt says
oral,
it?
Oral Duncan Hyman.
No, it's must.
Speaking of dispronouncing.
Dispronouncing his Chara take where he's the first one to break the story.
That's right.
617-779-7937.
Hurry up. I only got a few minutes left.
Right back to the calls. Sports Radio WEEI.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
(617) 779-7937 is the telephone number. We have all of our best people on the audio from yesterday's.
How's that going?
Well, so far we're coming up a little short.
It was Dylon not here today because Dylon is the guy who went through all of St. Louis radio to find those poems. Talk about a needle in a haystack.
No Dylon today. We had Nudnik who put together the montage. He did a great job there, but I think Dylon has that.
Dylon
has a specific talent
ear for it, doesn't he?
He does.
And so
Shime's doing his best work. We got five people on it. We're speeding through
Shime time,
the entire yesterday
it.
Morning
Nobody.
Show. We're starting to believe Wiggy didn't say it.
Nobody flies through this audio faster than me. And let
Nobody.
Me tell you, I'm not finding
not
it.
Not finding it.
It'll be there.
Oh,
it'll
boy.
Be there.
Do you believe him, Dale?
Well,
We heard you on the show.
We were listening in the other room. We hear you. We just don't hear you say that.
It's there. Yeah. I think just look. It's when we talked about concussions. When Ken Laird asked about, we were talking about the different levels of concussions. Right before that, I said,
okay,
Grizzlick will be back for game five.
All right. Well, we're making a real big to-do out of hockey insider Christian Fourier.
Yes.
The station Twitter account is all over this. They've done some nifty Photoshop. He's got a typewriter wearing a hat. So Scoops Fourier is going to have going to really blow the doors off this thing at 2 o'clock. Okay, unless he wants to join our show and tell us.
We've already said Grizzlick's playing tomorrow.
Grizzlick's playing. So now is the Chara.
So his scoop would have to be Chara, correct, who's not even in the building today. According to Patrice Bergeron, they haven't even seen him today.
What are you leaning towards? Missing a game?
It sounds more and more like not tomorrow.
Yeah, it does sound like
that. But I also don't think he's Dunsky or Donzo.
No.
Those aren't things.
I believe he is.
I think he's playing.
Donzo.
I feel good about him playing game six. I'll say that much.
Yep.
That's keeping my ear close to the ground. I'm saying he's playing game six. Game time decision, game five.
Chara?
That's what I'm hearing.
For Chara?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Game time.
Sources?
Yeah, I do have a source on this.
Boy.
Game time decision. Hey, like that.
Yeah, there's no way. He's
mark
not.
Tape on that so we can play that tomorrow. We'll find that sooner than we'll find Wiggy's. I'll mark it in the log, everybody.
12:50.
Mines is out there. I don't know if you did. I only got a few minutes, so I don't think you guys are working hard enough, do you?
No, they're not.
That's it.
Excuse us?
I'm not saying you. I'm just saying that maybe we're not putting the right people on the job. We got to dig through it.
What? Mm. We have our best people on it.
Are you throwing shade over here?
Yes. No, I'm not throwing shade. We should have found this sound by now.
If you had said it, they would have.
I did say
According to Bruce Cassidy, Zdeno Chara has not been ruled out for game five. Sounds like a game time decision to me.
That's what it is.
That's right.
That's what he's saying.
That's what I'm saying.
He's just trying to make the Chara fans feel good. He should be coming out and saying, hey, listen, Chara is donezo for the remainder of the playoffs, but he will be there in spirit.
And maybe physically there like he was in game four. Now, facial injury is what they're calling it, because even they can't lie to us and say upper body.
We saw it with our own eyes. He said that he has not spoken with Chara, but he has texted. He was asked, what did he say? He said, not much. Even in a text. Well, he doesn't talk a lot anyway.
No, I know. But he's not going to say much in person. You'll get more out of him on a text. You got a broken jaw. You don't have to talk to people.
And he also said that if Grizzlick is cleared to play, he plays. Now, Grizzlick said, I hope they clear me. What Cassidy said was, if they clear him, he's in.
But there's zero chance Grizzlick would be talking after practice if he wasn't going to play, right?
Why on earth would you do that? I told us anyway.
I know that you told us, but we'll get there.
We got to dig.
We're looking for this needle. We'll track it.
Do you
want to hear what it sounds like? What we're going through, real quick.
I have 45 seconds to find this needle.
What do you got? Do you guys have something?
I feel like I'm in Saw.
This is where we're at right now. For like
months. Chara's done for the series.
He is.
He's done.
Is Dunn's mouth Wiggy's still right. wired
Playing
shut?
Thursday.
I'm not getting anything on Grizzlick.
No Grizzlick.
Nothing
there.
On Grizz. A lot of Chara talk, which is good. Good stuff.
You said done for the series, so you concurred with Christian that he's out. He is not
playing.
Yeah,
but that was before Christian broke the story.
Well, I understand. So you're saying
he blew this thing wide open.
He is not going to play in this series. You say
all I know is the Grizzlick stuff was right around.
Well,
there.
No, it's weird.
You can say it right now. All around it.
No, we don't. No,
you know what? I'm going to go to the what's it called?
Archives.
The app. No, I'm going to go to the app because that's where
radio.com.
I find radio.com, and I will find it.
Okay,
and I'll have to do what I do, and that's posted.
Make a video, maybe. You should do a video. You should do more Twitter videos.
I gotta try to figure. I don't know how we should.
By the way,
those.
There were folks on today's Twitter video suggesting that they were going to report you to the police as you were recording your Twitter video today while you were driving in.
No, I was stuck in traffic.
I feel like it's still a distraction.
No, I was stuck in traffic.
I feel like that's still. I don't know if that would hold up in court.
Yeah, I was. If you see, I was stuck on the Tobin driving in.
Yeah,
it takes me 4 hours to get here for an hour and 45 minute show.
Well, you have 2 hours, so you have a minute left here.
Yes.
Do you have any final proclamations, predictions?
Why are we just glossing over the poll that you put up where I clearly dominated on?
Well, let me tell you something about the poll. Rossi put up the poll.
Well, it was a good poll, Rossi.
It was not a great poll because we had so many write-ins that we're looking for a third option. And I thought the third option was insulting, so I didn't want to bring it up.
Quick interjection here. Yeah. Wiggy, you're driving. You're moving on
no,
this.
No, I'm not moving.
I'm looking at the video.
That's just the perception.
Oh, fake news.
Was that green screen?
I'm watching, I'm watching posts going
by Seinfeld when they're driving.
That's not moving. It's like, you know how it is. When you're stuck in traffic and cars are moving past you.
No, I'm watching you moving past stuff.
No, it's not moving.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
I don't know about that.
If you're going less than 5 miles an hour, you're not moving.
If you can run faster than the car, I guess it doesn't count.
You're technically not moving.
That's true.
If an old lady could go by you on her scooter, you're not moving.
But you can't look at that poll as that really meaning anything. Rossi was so drunk when he posted that.
Why can't I look at it the same way you look at Charles plus minus?
Well, I also gave you something else on top of it. I gave you the shorthand.
Rizzo's going to play. There you go. We found it.
That's from today. That was from yesterday? Was that really from yesterday? So you owe Shyam an apology saying he's not working back there.
Found it.
You owe him an apology.
Hey, listen.
Apologies. Wait a minute. You demand apologies all the time.
All of us back there.
There's four people.
I never said anything negative about Shyam.
I demand an apology, Wiggy.
Come on. Apologize.
Listen, I'm making my stand like you made yours.
Okay. Can we hear this, though?
Go ahead.
You're an a-hole.
I tell you, if Grizzlick's going to play, you don't have to worry about that because, like you said, it's
going to... If he has a concussion, and he does...
There you go. That's all you have to play. You don't have to play. I tell you...
It might go down.
Yeah, you might go down later.
What did I say?
You had it. No, you had the Grizzlick news. You had it.
Hold on. What did I say bad about Shyam? What would you like an apology for?
That you were giving us, you were hassling us.
That we didn't have good people on.
He said he wasn't working hard. You go, what are they doing back there?
I just said, what are they doing back there? That's not
something negative. They're working hard.
Dale owes me an apology because I was right about Chara being a healthy scratch.
Look at the time.
A pivot. See, you were speaking about another pivot.
You are actually dead wrong about that one.
And wait a second.
But you're also dead wrong not offering Shyam an apology.
All right, my bad, Shyam.
Your hour and 45 minutes is up.
Shyam, unlike Dale... I'm man enough where if I make a mistake, which is very few,
right.
I can apologize. So, Shyam, I want to say, my bad, homeboy. I effed up that one, and I want to apologize. Unlike Dale, which I will never get my apology.
No, I don't think so.
And because you said I'm supposed to apologize because he was a healthy scratch?
Well, I told you he was going to be a healthy scratch.
But he wasn't a healthy scratch.
My 72% versus 28%. The question was asked, how long do you want Wiggy with us?
But if you counted all of the people who wrote in 0 hours, it actually balances back out to two.
If we were to just say, theoretically, in the future, do this poll again, and there was a 0 hours on there.
Right.
If we were to say 0, 2, and 4,
right.
Do you think it'd be 72%?
It might not be 7, but I'd still win.
We'll see.
It would be smart. People who put in 0 generally are morons.
Ah.
And that's all.
Well, there's a lot of that. I was tagged in some of those.
I had to mute a whole bunch of conversations.
But that's all right. They might be morons, but the more they hear, I'll make them smarter.
Good. Leave on a high note, Wick. Nice job.
Is my time over yet?
That's right. Oh, is it ever?
That's right.
We'll get right back to the calls with you. Coming up next, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.